Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. President Obama and Israel's prime minister weigh in on war and the peace process after nearly a month of fighting in Gaza. Also, Sanjay Gupta takes us inside the CDC as the CDC goes on high alert for Ebola. Let's get started. We begin, though, with urgent efforts in Cairo to extend the 72-hour ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The views from each side of the conflict and President Obama's take on it. Just a short time ago, the president wrapped up a press conference.
We intend to support the process that's taking place in Egypt. I think the short-term goal has to be to make sure that rocket launches do not resume, that the work that the Israeli government did in closing off these tunnels has been completed, and that we are now in the process of helping to rebuild a Gaza that's been really badly damaged.
Well, he had more to say about the long term about Hamas and who he trusts on the Palestinian side. Joining us now is senior White House correspondent Jim Acosta. So what did the president say on the Gaza situation? What's the latest?
Anderson, this was some of the toughest statements to date from the president on the situation in Gaza. He really took aim at Hamas, saying that he had no sympathy for Hamas, drawing a line between the militant group and the rest of the Palestinian people, saying that Hamas has been what he called extraordinarily irresponsibly launching rockets from civilian areas at Israel, inviting basically what the president was saying, these counterattacks from Israel. Here's more of what the president had to say.
I have no sympathy for Hamas. I have great sympathy for ordinary people who are struggling within Gaza. And the question then becomes, can we find a formula in which Israel has greater assurance that Gaza will not be a launching pad for further attacks, perhaps more dangerous attacks as technology develops into their country? But at the same time, ordinary Palestinians have some prospects for an opening of Gaza so that they do not feel walled off and incapable of pursuing basic prosperity.
Jim, it's interesting, as you noted, I mean, twice he used that phrase, I have no sympathy for Hamas.
He said it twice, Anderson, and he also mentioned that he has sympathy for all the Palestinian civilians who have been killed in this conflict. But I think it's interesting to juxtapose, Anderson, what the president said at this press conference about not having sympathy for Hamas and the very sharp language that came out of the State Department last Sunday when the State Department issued that statement after that shelling, that Israeli shelling of that UN site, that UN school. It happened near the school, but about 10 civilians were killed. When the State Department said that this was appalling, that it was a disgraceful shelling, I think the president coming out and really pointing the finger back at Hamas, making sure that the people in Israel know, who have been pretty concerned about the president's statements and these strained relations between the Obama administration and the Netanyahu government, that they know that the president sees that Israel has a right to defend itself. I thought that was very striking to hear that from the president tonight.
Jim Acosta, appreciate it. Israel's prime minister also spoke out today. He declared operations in Gaza a success, praised the Israeli troops and defended their tactics, laying blame for civilian deaths entirely on Hamas. Obviously, he said that before. Showing video of Hamas firing rockets allegedly from civilian areas, he said that this is what the IDF was up against. Several such videos have now surfaced, including this one of a rocket launch during a France 24 reporter's live shot. Look.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
what
happened?
Camera.
What happened?
Yeah, fine. This was a rocket. Rockets were just shot right next to where we're standing.